Welcome to MindBrews, your daily dose of information. Let's start. Brain organoid computers. A scientific breakthrough or an ethical nightmare? Scientists create computers with mini brains. The newest computer on the market isn't a laptop with the thinnest bezel or a processor smaller than your fingertips. It's one that is powered by a human brain itself. Yep, you read that right. Computers powered by brain-like living structures, human brain organoids. These aren't regular harvested organs, rather, they're organic, lab-grown, miniature human brains. This has been perhaps the biggest scientific breakthrough, all thanks to Final Spark, a Swiss tech company, spearheading the project. What on earth are brain organoid computers? Think tiny human brains, only they are grown from stem cells in a lab and exhibit brainwaves similar to those of premature babies. These organoids are all the new rage currently. Blend technology with biology, and you get a cutting-edge frontier in artificial intelligence like never before. Final Spark has taken the concept one step further by attaching these brain organoids to computer chips, creating bio-hybrid systems that reportedly are on their way to outperforming even the most advanced machine learning systems, while saving 6,000 times the power, as compared to models like GPT-3. The company has now started delivering these organoids to the larger scientific community via their flagship project, NeuroPlatform. At a price of only $500 a month, the website can provide you with as many brain cells as you need for your biotechnology research. Currently, Final Spark has provided access to its novel computing platform to 9 institutions, with the goal of promoting research and spurring intrigue in the field of bioprocessing. Barriers to brainstorming. So, why aren't all of our computers powered by baby brains yet? A big limitation on the large-scale use and growth of these systems seems to be hypoxia. Given the fact that these organoids are essentially disembodied brains, maintaining life for them outside of a living body has proved to be a major challenge. Whereas your average silicon chip from your household calculator can last decades, the organoids have struggled to survive hours. To break it down, the process of training a brain organoid is not very different from training your average household puppy. Just as you would reward Gary the Golden Retriever with a treat every time he fetches the ball successfully, similarly, the scientists let the organoid get a whiff of dopamine, the happy hormone, each time the organoid gives them the right answer for 2 plus 2. This approach to training computers, and specifically AI models, has actually been in practice for almost a decade now. Gary the Gold Retriever is soon to face his greatest foe, Barry the Brain. They think, therefore, are they? Cogito, ergo sum. Often translated to, I think, therefore I am, is a quote by French mathematician and philosopher René Descartes. And this quote has some relevance to the gray matter at hand. Using human brain tissue for commercial purposes is a controversial topic, to say the least. These organoids can't give informed consent. It's one thing to rent out server space, but renting out brain space? That's a whole different ballgame. The idea of potentially sentient mini-brains being used for profit requires serious ethical consideration. The future looks fleshy. Final Spark claims that brain organoids will be the computing devices of our cyberpunk future, potentially majorly replacing conventional computing, if not entirely. So, it is important for us to use this bit of human ingenuity to boost our creativity, not stifle it. The company, at the moment, aims at dribbling down the energy consumption on these devices to the very limit and then shifting focus to practical computing use, like object recognition, beyond just research. The AI revolution has struck us hard and fast, but it is indeed important to be captains of our journey with it, not just passengers. And keep our fingers crossed that the supercomputers of the future use their brains for more good than evil. Closing note, we hope this dive into the fascinating world of brain organoid computers has sparked your curiosity and ignited your imagination. As we stand on the brink of a new era in computing, blending the biological with the technological, your thoughts and opinions are more important than ever. What do you think about these tiny, lab-grown brains powering our future? Are we pioneers of progress, or are we treading on ethically shaky ground? Join the conversation. We invite all enthusiasts, skeptics, and everyone in between to share their insights and reflections in the comments below. Your voice matters in this unfolding narrative. And if you're passionate about these themes and eager to contribute more than just a comment, we'd love to hear from you. Whether you have groundbreaking ideas, nuanced perspectives, or a knack for unraveling complex topics, consider writing for us. Reach out to us at emailprotected@gmail.com.